Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out to Comic Book Club Live. Please give it up for your hosts, Alex, Justin, and Pete.
Whoa! What's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And that's our Bat of the Booth, Booth Bat Prime.
Booth Bat Prime. Trying out some new light effects.
And
I
guys,
love
thanks
it.
So much for coming to the show. We got to wrap this up. Justin has to get out of here.
What are you talking about? No, I'm a huge...
No. It's fine. We don't have time. We understand. You got to go. You have another show to do.
No, I'm right here. I'm here to be here, and I just want to be here.
Yeah, you're not going to randomly leave at any point.
No,
in the
I don't think so. There'd be no reason to ever do that.
All right.
Okay. I'm a committed gentleman.
Hey, Boothman Prime. Welcome back, bro.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Great,
yeah, we've missed you. You've been away. Yeah.
Boothman Prime is proud to be back.
Great. let me ask you a question. A lot of big movies come out recently. We already talked about Infinity War. Did you see Deadpool 2?
I did see Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
Great choice. Nice.
Deadpool 2 was great.
Okay, what about Solo? Did you see Solo?
I have not seen Solo.
Whoa. No, that's horrible, champ. I have not seen Solo either.
Oh.
I don't want to hear
Deadpool
any spoilers.
But Deadpool 2 you've seen,
of
right?
Of course I haven't seen that either.
What? Come on.
I was on vacation. And
I
there,
mean, why would you? It's not like we host a comic book talk
I definitely
show every
am going to see it, and I want to see it.
All right, mm-hmm. Here's what we'll do. If you're listening at home, I've definitely pulled out my phone and opened up Fandango. I bought you tickets for Deadpool 2. It starts at 8:40, so okay. You got to get out of here.
I don't want to leave early, but you know what? I really should for the sake of the show.
Yeah, you should.
Right, there
you
we go.
Should.
It's about the show. You know what else is about the show is the guests. That's what the show is all about.
Cool. That sounded the most disingenuous.
I am very excited about these guys. We've had them on the show a bunch of times before. It's always very fun. Ladies and gentlemen, Truth Serum!
Yo, Truth Serum boys!
Time,
gentlemen!
Time for Truth Serum.
Welcome, Turtle. Welcome, Corey.
Great. Hello.
Great.
Welcome. Grab
Hello.
A seat.
Coming.
Grab a
Please
microphone.
Come. Sit down.
Great
oh my
to
gosh,
see
guys.
You guys.
So good to see you. You've multiplied, first of all, since the last time you were on the show. There's now three of you instead of two of you.
We gained some weight.
You look great, though. You look great.
Three guys hosting a podcast? Terrible idea.
So what's going on? You added an extra member. How'd you join up?
The backstory about that is this is my best friend since high school. His name is Frank Breton. I call him Turtle, so everybody else started calling him that, and he kind of hates it.
But I have a tattoo of it on my elbow.
He committed to it, but basically, long story short...
A tattoo of the animal Turtle or the character from Entourage Turtle?
Nickname from Entourage? Character... No, the animal on my elbow.
Good choice.
Just to show.
If you lift up your elbow and it's the actor who played
Ferrara.
Turtle... Yeah. Wow. Okay. Thanks for knowing that. Yeah.
Interesting
says,
fact, though. His favorite letter is E.
Hot Entourage ref.
There you go. Yes. So you guys were friends since high school?
Yeah, and we got involved in a lot of creative stuff together, and he started saying he was a producer of the Truth Serum, which I don't really know that he believes that he's not. So now I just bring him on the show all the time because he's a funny guy and he does a lot of stand-up. I think it's good for
true.
The show.
Wait, he just willed himself into being... He lied and he was on the show?
Yeah.
I've done worse. I've made myself taller.
How, that's not true.
In college, I willed myself taller. I was 5'7", now I'm 5'9".
Holy, wow. That's a lot. In college, that's after you've done your
I just tell people I'm 5'9".
You just, you tell, that's a lie, another lie. This guy's fucking good.
So for those who haven't listened to previous episodes with you guys on Truth Serum, basically you get drunk and tell the truth, and that's the podcast, right?
Yeah, but like for our latest, we started discussing topics and stuff like that, and then which came up was like we actually started talking about superheroes for your guys' sake.
Nice.
We started talking about like if we were Superman and like you know if we had those godly powers, what would we do with them? And it turns out. It gets pretty dark.
Oh, yeah, Corey's a bad god.
So what would you do? What would you do if you were Superman?
I would do nothing.
You do
That's
nothing.
Exactly what he said when the...
Yeah.
You do nothing with your life, you mean?
Yeah, I'll just hang out. Like, no one knows not to fuck with me. I'll just be like, well, I'm just going to live my life. I don't want to bother anybody because they'll bother me.
So you would just, like, have a day job and go about your day like you weren't Superman is what you're saying.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And you would never, ever do anything? You wouldn't fly once?
I'll fly. I'll do my stuff, like, incognito.
Okay.
Cool.
So you would be an in-the-closet Superman?
Yeah. I'm a closeted Superman.
So you, this might be true now. We wouldn't know.
Yeah. He could be Superman for all we know.
I'll tell you what, those shoes look like they haven't touched the ground in a long time.
So that didn't sound that dark, though. What was some of the other stuff you guys came up with?
Well, I said I would murder every villain.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what Superman should be. My whole thing was I think Superman's the biggest villain in the DC universe because he can stop all of it at any given time, but he lets some jackass in a suit not murder the Joker, and then people blow up sometimes.
So you think it's his fault because
he has the power to stop him and he doesn't.
What do you think about that, Pete?
That's an interesting take. It's a very interesting take.
Very strong connection here between these two.
All right, yeah, that's definitely darker. Did you have a...
No, I mean, they tried to say that I would, like, go around killing all the time, but I was like, there's no way I would do that. It depends on how I felt when I woke up in the morning.
So it's like nothing, murder, maybe murder. That's the take on Superman.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
I got to be honest. I think the last one's the worst.
Yeah. Because you don't know what you're going to get.
You don't know what you're going to end up with.
Depends on the day.
I wouldn't be bad. Like, you know, I would kill bad guys, but also I would let the cops do their fucking job.
I'm killing bad guys.
I'd kill bad guys, too.
Would you kill me?
You sound like you would kill someone that just bothered. You'd be like, because it's all mood based, and all of a sudden you'd be like,
somebody steps on your shoe, they're murdered.
No, I would fly away from them.
You'd fly away.
Oh, okay.
You're fucking Superman. You fly away?
If I woke up and I felt like a pacifist that day, then that's what I would do.
I will say, if you were the guy who like told nobody you were Superman and had no superpowers and nobody knew about it, you could every once in a while be like sitting in your office and look at somebody and just disintegrate them with laser vision and be like, oh my God, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Who did that?
Look, now you're making Alex mad.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You've been a monster all this time?
I have. Also, you guys added a new segment. You're trying stuff. You're trying food and eating things on the podcast. Is that right?
We recently started a YouTube channel where we do these blind taste tests of like arbitrary things that nobody really cares about the difference. Like, do you care if you're drinking Schweppes seltzer water or LaCroix?
Yo, I am Schweppes all day.
Yeah,
are you really?
Huh? Yeah, actually, we drink Schweppes.
It's good. It's better. It's better than LaCroix. We proved that definitively.
I have video proof that he said that Schweppes sucks.
You hate Schweppes?
Theoretically? In my brain. Like,
theory.
When I buy seltzer water, I buy Schweppes. But apparently, when we got put to the blind taste test, it was my least favorite one.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Also, you can't tell the difference. They're the same. It's just
the bubbles are a little smaller.
Right.
Smaller bubbles.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cool.
Big seltzer crowd here.
Yeah, huge seltzer crowd.
No, I love seltzer. I drink seltzer all day long, basically.
Yeah, no, totally.
I drink water.
Great. Cool, man. That's awesome.
Congratulations. Yeah, don't put bubbles in there. Here's your award.
You don't have to put bubbles in it. It comes with the bubbles.
Yeah, well, either way, I don't fancy up my water.
It's not very fancy.
Let me just recommend SodaStream. It'll change your life. Where can people check out the podcast?
You can check it on iHeartRadio and Spreaker.com or even iTunes.
Yeah. Nice. Very cool. Definitely check that out.
And where can we check out your next upcoming murder?
Probably on the YouTube channel.
Nice. Thanks for releasing that.
Cool.
Oh, it's called We're a Genius, by the way, but you can't forget the apostrophe because otherwise it's just difficult to find it. But
well, they'd be spelling that wrong, so yeah, they shouldn't forget it.
Yeah, there's actually a separate YouTube channel called We're a Genius, which is about smart werewolves. Don't check that out. It's super weird. We're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call The Stack.
Yeah!
And in The Stack, we're going to talk about a couple of books that came out this week. And we're going to kick it off with DC Comics Super Sons number 16.
Yeah.
Now, if you haven't picked up this book, it's about a young Robin and a young Superboy teaming up together, having a bunch of laughs, having a bunch of fun, and now it's finally all wrapped up.
It's your last issue.
Last issue. You're a big fan of this title, Justin.
It's been a great series. Yeah, they have opposite personalities. Superboy is like a good boy. Robin's like a bad boy. Fun adventures they go on. And this tied it up with sort of a How I Met Your Mother style flashback look at them. And the adventures we'll never read about because the series is ending.
I would say more of a Princess Bride wrap-up, you know, than a How I Met Your Mother.
Okay, that's cool. Know, that makes sense. Yeah, you're much, much older than the rest of us.
Are you fans of Robin, Superboy, anything like that? Did you check this out? What did you think of it?
I'm a big fan of Robin, you know. I always grew up with, like, Tim Drake and, like, you know, that was my era.
Oh, you grew up with him?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Did you go to school with him?
That's cool.
He's a cool dude, you know.
You were like Robin's Robin.
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't have parents, so I felt bad for him.
Mm. Oh, cool. That's nice. There are other reasons to be friends with people, but cool.
Yeah. But, like, you know, I dig the whole camaraderie between, like, you know, Damian Wayne and, I don't know, who's this freaking Superman?
Connor Kent.
Connor? Is it Connor Kent?
No, it's John. It's John.
Oh, it's John. Right. John. Sorry, John. Sorry.
Yeah,
you're right,
yeah.
Connor's the other one.
Yeah, I always get, like, mixed around. I kind of dig it, where it's like, all right, we're finally finding not, like, a clone, but an actual descendant of the Kents that could be, like, they could team up. So.
Now, let me ask you guys a question, because Superboy is young. He's, like, 12 or 13 years old. Yeah. Can he kill people, or what age?
I mean, I'm sure he definitely
has the ability.
Right, but should he?
Absolutely.
He should at least wait.
No, I mean, if he's about it.
Yeah.
I would think he should wait until he's 18. You know what I mean? Like, wait until he's really
what
matured.
What a sensible
and
thing.
Then he can start murder later. Yeah.
I think if he started doing it too soon, he might become evil, you know?
Mm-hmm. No. Murder is like masturbation. You start as soon as you can, and then you get it out of
your
system.
Well, I was going to say, it's like when people...
Wait, what?
You get it out of your system?
You get it out of your systems? Pop it out.
Oh, God.
Murder's murder. It's not murder if they're bad. He's a superhero.
It's not murder.
He's not a human.
He's not a human. They're not equals to him. Every human he kills, a Kryptonian kills, is like a person stepping on a bad ant. If an ant bit you and you slapped it, you don't have a moral ambiguity about whether you killed an ant with a family and his son's named John. That ant's dead, and you're a better Superman.
Do you slap a lot of ants?
It's the only way to feel them go.
Yeah. All right.
That's nice.
Definitely pick up this book. Let's move on.
It was a really great series, and I've if you would have told me, oh, there's this great book where it's Robin and Superboy, I've been like, fuck that. But it's actually really good and really well done.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's nostalgic. It's fun buddy comedy. Definitely pick up the book. And it's nice that it has this ending, because now we can go back and we can read the trades.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, there you go. Let's move on to Falcon, number 8 from Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
Pete, you're a big fan of the Falcon, right?
Yes, yeah. I've been loving the series. The art's amazing. Not only do we get Falcon in this, but we also get Blade.
It was almost a Blade comic.
Yeah, which was pretty awesome. You know, you pay for Falcon, you'll also get Blade. I mean, thank you.
And Misty Knight.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other people, vampires.
Yeah, a whole lot of vampires. Well, Blade's going to be there.
So, recently Falcon was sent to hell. He's come back from hell and is fighting a bunch of vampires, as we mentioned, alongside Blade and Misty Knight. This is wrapping up that storyline. Spoiler, at the end, Mephisto is like, that Falcon's all right. I'm going to let him go. All good.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, I haven't been a huge fan of the series, just because, to me, the idea of taking Falcon, who is this very grounded street-level hero, even if he is flying above the most of the time, and sending him to hell and pitting against demons just seemed like an odd fit, like there was something that didn't work about it to me. But I like this issue a lot. I thought it was a lot of fun, mostly because it did focus on Blade, mm-hmm. which does make sense in that context. The art is great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun panels with Blade crashing through windows and killing vampires and people getting torn in half. It's good, fun time.
Yeah, it's fun time.
At the end of the book, at the end of the issue, his bird, Redwing, kills a vampire by flying into it?
Yeah, through it.
Well, that was how's that work?
Well, vampires are a little bit more buoyant. You know, they're easier to fly through.
Buoyant, yeah.
I don't. I didn't use the right word there, but
no, they float well. They're like boats.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, but they're easier to fly through
than
humans.
Water's not a weakness for them; it's a strength.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're like the human jet skis.
Yeah. Do you? There was one summer actually at my pool outside my parents' house. We didn't have any pool floats, so we just used vampires.
Yeah. That's good. Dangerous.
It was
very
dangerous.
But it was
fun. Yeah,
so you're saying
I've got a lot of questions about your childhood after that story.
It was fucked up.
But why does it kill the vampire to have? Because a wooden stake might kill a vampire, right?
Right.
And this is just a bird.
Yeah, I don't think the vampire's dead. He's just got a hole in him now.
No. So it's sort of not a super victory.
How do you guys feel about this? Do you like to see Falcon fighting vampires?
I thought it was cool, and also I really agree with you guys. I appreciated the artwork a lot.
Yeah.
And looking back at that, after you brought it up about the bird killing the vampire, I forgot whether he ran through him with his wings out or like this, but he made his body like in the shape of like a little cannon.
Yeah.
Which is probably easier.
How birds are wont to do when they want to go fast.
Yeah. So that was cool. And he was covered in blood, and he was just hanging out.
Yeah, he was just like, I'm covered in blood now.
Yeah, well, does that make sense, you're saying? Because he was like sort of steak-like.
Yeah, I mean, I think the bird spent so much time around all these vampires and all this vampire killing that he's like, the bird made its own decision to be like, if I'm going to do this,
yeah,
this
I'm going to go hard. I'm going to go hard on it, yeah.
Man, you guys really put yourself in the bird's brain.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah. No, disagree?
Yeah. He didn't like the bird brain joke.
That was a joke. That's what we're talking. These guys are in the bird's head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The art is by Joshua Cassara, by the way. It reminded me a bit of Raphael Albuquerque,
who does
stuff on American Vampire, so maybe vampires. That's why they got him. Guys. Vampires, dude.
Yeah.
Good book. Last one we're going to talk about, Doctor Strange, number 390. Now, this isn't exactly the end of Doctor Strange. It's coming back in another title, but this is the end of a long run that started with Jason Aaron and continued with Donnie Cates. This issue was great. Art by Frazier Irving, who is always phenomenal. It's such a good fit for Doctor Strange because his art is so surreal. But it was just a lot of fun. This
it was
whole
a
run
beautiful,
was so much fun.
Touching, light issue that was so much fun. And also the Spider-Man was very much like the Spider-Man from the movies. He was younger. He kind of like
a little
had
goofy.
A lot of questions. It was an adorable issue. A really great way to go out.
Yeah, this is my favorite issue of the week, I feel like. And Spider-Man shows up to Doctor Strange and he brings with him a spider, just a regular spider.
Right.
And he tells Doctor Strange he wants to talk to the spider. And then we get this two-page little sort of mini-comic drawn by Chip Zdarsky where Spider-Man goes on a long walk with the spider. And is like, hey, man, we have a lot in common.
Right. And what's funny is the spider is like, no, we don't. And why do they call you Spider-Man?
Yeah.
You don't have any of these things that a
webs
Spider-Man.
Webs aren't for swinging around New York. They're
you
for killing.
You live on them. Yeah.
You eat the villains you catch, very much in your guys' wheelhouse.
That's true.
And Spider-Man's like, no, I don't. And the spider's like, get your head on straight, dude.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
And then the last couple pages of the book are these like close up shots on Dr. Strange, where he's going to bed, having sort of at peace with wrapping up this whole title. And I thought it was just beautifully drawn, a great issue.
Yeah, if you haven't been reading this title, the take on Dr. Strange is that he's more of a battle magician, so like literally punching people with magic and stuff. So it has been nonstop since Jason Aaron relaunched it. So it's like you said, it's a really fitting end where he has been eating things to destroy them and being sent to hell and stopping demons and just getting more and more raggedy over the course of the run. He shaves during this issue and gets back down to his basics and then just goes to sleep and gets ready for the next adventure.
The end of any fantastic action-packed comic is the main character going to sleep. What a cliffhanger.
Yeah. What did you guys think? Are you fans of Doctor Strange?
Yeah. I love Doctor Strange. I also love, like, I always pictured him as Spider-Man's buddy because of the cartoon series from the 90s. So him showing up here, I like that the spider was a lot like Daria. Like, it was very dark and very misanthropic.
Daria, the MTV show?
Yeah, the MTV show.
Yeah, oh, wow.
And I loved how all the artwork looked like a pretty Instagram filter. It was like Doctor Strange is very selfie-centered.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely what the
That actually is
in the character's origin.
Totally fair.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for the stack. Guys, we're going to move on to our next section, which is my favorite section because I come out to you guys. It's your audience questions. And for that, all you have to do is ask a question either for me as a guest or for all of us. I think I'm going to trade mics with you, if that's
great choice.
Thank you so much.
I keep that almost in my mouth, so please enjoy.
Great. I'm going to shove it down my throat. Is that
Yeah, that's
wow.
great. Definitely get your tongue.
God, stop doing that. What the
We're professional people.
So raise your hand and ask a question, and you're going to get some free comics. I saw your head up first.
I can't unsee that now.
Yeah.
Can I get a mic wipe?
No problem.
Don't go near that.
Stop! No, just get the mic away from him.
Get the mic away from him.
That's very gross. God.
Okay, so we talked about...
I don't think I'll ever be able to get a boner again.
Just speak. Do you have to put your mouth near it? Just talk into it, though.
So we talked with a couple of the titles here about them being the ends of series runs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite and least favorite... comic book endings.
Endings, great. I mean, the comic books so rarely actually ever end.
Yeah.
So to get into that.
Yeah, do you guys have any thoughts? Any favorite comic book or least favorite comic book endings?
I mean, especially like ending a run, because everything always resets. But the first one that comes to mind is Grant Morrison's run on X-Men, or New X-Men, I think it was called back then, was like this crazy arc called Here Comes the Future, which threw all this... Sort of like he told all the stories he wanted to, and then he just smashed everything and was like, deal with this. There's a phoenix egg, and all this other stuff is coming.
And then nobody dealt with it.
No like, one touched I mean, it. Yeah.
They tried to deal with it, but they had no handle on it whatsoever.
But I sort of like that as a... Because comic books are just like always ongoing forever, so you never really finish anything. But to finish your run and truly smash it with a hammer and be like, here you go, good luck, it makes sort of makes more sense for the form. So that's fun.
Yeah,
Pete, are you
got
crying?
One? Are you all right?
I'm just running through all these endings of comics in my head.
You were in repose there.
Yeah.
Really, the thinker.
You know, I mean, because there's some endings, like you said. I mean, you know, there's a Dan Slott's run where people were like lighting comics on fire. You know, the choices that he made.
What run are you talking about?
You know what run.
Spider-Man?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah,
I know, but it's like...
Do you mean the when it emotionally ended for you?
Yes, exactly.
That's a personal
It's not an actual ending. Also, the thing that you're actually mad about, Dan Slott did not do.
Right. No, I know, but Dan Slott, we were talking to him
He was around there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyone who was alive then bears part of the blame for when, if you don't know, is when Peter Parker, Spider-Man, and his wife, Mary Jane, their marriage was broken up by the devil. We were talking about the devil.
Yeah.
And that
Mephisto said that his new favorite thing to do is break up marriages. And they were like, yeah, Marvel, we're going to keep this. This is a great idea. And I was like, can we please?
The crazy thing is that happened 73 years ago.
Yeah, so long ago.
And it's nobody's retconned it since.
Okay, great. Why don't you take it?
I'm going to throw out an answer for Pete because Pete's answer was stupid.
that's good.
Hey, thanks. It's a pleasure doing a show with you.
No problem.
We should do that all the time.
I can't believe you didn't say Garth Ennis' run on the Punisher, specifically Punisher Max, the way that he ended that book. Yeah. Punisher, spoiler, literally dies at the end. But it's a great, great ending to the book. It finalizes it. It tells the story that he wanted to tell with the Punisher, and it pretty much is the definitive story of the Punisher.
To you.
Great.
What is wrong with you? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Just having the Punisher die at the end takes that off of that list of great runs because like, fuck you, I don't want my favorite character to die at the end.
My favorite ending, now that I think about it, is your relationship. Which we all got to see. We all got to see that, right?
That was nice. I'm still mad about Dan Slott about that.
Yeah.
Well, Marvel also did that run where it was called The End, so it was like every kind of like...
Yeah, but that's a different thing. That's like a limited series.
Do you have an answer?
That was my answer.
That was your answer?
Honestly, like, I think that's a good ending, and I think you're crazy, because, like, the Garth Ennis Punisher Max was a relatively realistic take on the Punisher. How else is that going to end? It's not going to end with the Punisher being like, I'm cool, Dad.
I've punished enough. Now I can retire to somewhere in Florida.
Right.
That's not going to happen. He's going to die again. That's how things are.
Yeah, it's warmer down there. You can relax. Yeah.
Also, fucked up shit happens in Florida.
That's yeah, true. He'd be good
he'd
down
be
there.
Fit right in.
I don't feel like there's enough violence for him to relax in Florida.
In Florida?
In Florida?
Have you read any news?
Yeah.
I want you to Google Florida. when you end this show, go home and Google Florida and read for as little or as long as you want.
thanks for giving me that option.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Yeah,
whatever you...
You're going to instantly be...
Yesterday, there was a news story that a man walked into a Little Caesars in Florida with a clown mask, so another man killed him. Yeah.
Well, that's smart.
That's literally a Punisher story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I did the same thing.
Order Little Caesars?
Oh, my God. No, kill the clown.
Pete, you're going to love Florida, and I feel like you're pretty close to retirement.
What about you guys? Do you have any favorite comic book endings or least favorite comic book endings?
I guess at least like recently, like if it comes to mind, like I read all the way through like Black Science. I didn't like how it ended. Like it's like, all right, fine. It kind of ends abruptly where everything just like, you know, well,
it's still going.
It's still going.
Oh, still going?
Yeah.
I thought it ended.
No.
I thought it was just the sun there. All right.
But that was a very hard end to that story. But it does continue. But it's ending soon.
All right. So it's on hiatus, right? Am I wrong?
No, it's still going.
I better take myself out the door.
Let me say, there's a month. Usually comics, they wait a month to release the next issue.
Well, that's true of all comics. For those of you who don't read Black Science, the idea of the title is this guy discovers a way of traveling through the multiverse and then proceeds to mess up every single universe he goes through until it ends up poking holes in the universe, eventually potentially collapsing the entire multiverse. And they had an issue recently where everybody died and the universe collapsed. So it's fair to think that's an ending, but it did actually
go on. Yeah.
I will say, though, that did remind me of Fear Agent, which is another Rick Remender book that ended beautifully, just really, really well. It took it to the highest heights imaginable where, again, like entire universe is threatened, everything collapsing and falling apart, but brought it down to a really personal level at the end, which was very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Great question. Sir, right there, come on down. What's your... You. What's your name?
Wow.
No, the guy 30 rows back. What's your name? What's your question?
Stadium seating.
Matt. My question is for all of you, though. I don't know if Corey will have a good answer for it.
Call out.
But now you have to do it.
I'm wondering how you guys feel about the fact that after, like, I think it was, like, 3 years, they've been trying to make Doom, like, an interesting kind of hero. They're kind of, like... hinting he's going to be back to the same old, same old. So I was wondering what you guys feel about that.
Interesting. Dr. Doom.
Yes.
He prefers when you say doctor.
Yeah.
Like a lot of doctors.
Yep.
So for those of you who haven't been reading it, Dr. Doom, like you mentioned, has been a hero called the Superior Iron Man for the past couple of years. In the last issue of Iron Man, he got his face burned, he crawled back to his home of Latveria, and it certainly seems like he's back to being Dr. Doom again. How do you feel about that, Justin?
I feel like Dr. Doom should be one of the biggest, baddest villains in the Marvel Universe all the time. Like, I don't like him when he's, like, sort of on the hero bend. Like, he should be number one villain. I feel like Marvel does this a lot, like Loki was sort of a good guy for a while and all that, and sort of drifts back. But keeping some villains as absolute villains, that's what I want.
I disagree. I really like Dr. Doom as a character in the Marvel Universe. I think he's an amazing villain, but he's also very smart and intelligent, and I feel like sometimes he feels like a better play is to come over to the good side. I feel like he'll always go back to being a villain, but I like the fact that you can't, you know, just kind of be like, he's always a villain. He is a
little
bit...
But if you knew him and he was like, hey, I'm good now. I just want to hang.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust him now. Yeah.
So then what do you mean you like that?
Well, I just like the fact that he's trying to look at things from different angles and he plays different sides of things. I think he's always trying to do evil stuff, but he'll pretend to be good for a little bit.
Okay, cool.
Well, his name is Doom.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
That could be good.
Guys, again, Dr. Doom.
Dr.
Yeah, it's Dr. Doom.
He does help people.
Doctor. Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I like the ambiguity of Doom because Marvel's character choices are always like, oh, am I good, am I bad? I'm ambiguous. Like, Doom is a bad guy, but he can be good. Reed Richards is a hero, but he, like, fucking abuses his wife a lot.
He is a dick to
like,
his wife.
If a dude that abused his wife every day was like, yo, by the way, I'm a superhero, would you really believe him?
Like, I don't know, man. Your worldview is fucking me up in general. So it's hard for me to, everything you say, I'm like, yeah, everyone's bad. Wait, everyone's good. It's hard to take anything.
Now you get it.
Now you out, yeah. Fuck, I know. I'm in his head.
Good luck getting out, man.
I got to agree with Justin, I think. Just because.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, well, Dr. Doom is one of those characters that I feel like he walks in, he walks up battle, and every other character will be like, oh, shit. Oh, what are we going to do now? And he hasn't been like that for a very, very long time. Jonathan Hickman did an amazing job making him semi-sympathetic while still keeping him Doom in his run. Bled right into him being a hero, but I'm excited to see him bad again.
Yeah, and he's my primary care physician, so I especially fucks me up.
Dude, don't go to that guy.
I have to. He's the only one that accepts my insurance.
Oh man, you got to get
he
a different
accepts
doctor.
Everybody's insurance.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
No, he's good. He wants me to get this mole removed. He's a dermatologist. Nobody talks about that.
I would trust Dr. Doom as a dermatologist.
No, he's great.
He's got some fucked up shit going on in his face.
No, he's great.
He would be like, you know what? Let's just put a metal mask over. You'll be fine.
No, but he uses his time platform, and he's like, yo, that mole is fucked up. That mole's going to fuck you.
I don't think so.
So he has it.
Cool. We're going to take another question from over here. What is your name? What's your question?
Okay. Wait a minute.
Oh, gets out the napkin. Smart.
Wow. Nothing. I had enough. Okay. I was going to ask a solo question, but I guess no one's seen the movie yet.
No, sir. We're going to talk about that later.
Well, no, actually, there's a more important question, and that is, of course, as we know, DC movies franchise has been left in the dust by Marvel, especially with the passing of, coming with Black Panther. And now it's like, I'm going to ask you guys, what advice are you going to give DC and or their partner in crime, Warner Brothers, about how are you going to like catch up?
No. Nice. Advice for the DC Cinematic Universe. So you guys have an answer?
Yeah, you guys
right
have any thoughts on that? Other than Superman kills everybody?
Yeah. Which they actually tried.
I was going to say,
they tried
to do that.
Did that. Three movies.
It was more fun than the Christopher Reeves ones.
Well, I think, when was the last good thing they did? Like, The Dark Knight, probably?
Yeah.
Suicide Wonder Squad Woman. Wasn't good. Wonder Woman was good.
Wonder Woman was good.
I think with the Justice League, I feel like maybe it's just all writing. I mean, I could be...
Yeah, let the people who make the cartoon movies write the fucking live ones, because those are all awesome.
Also, make the mouth breather stop depicting how to make movies, you know? Just let people do their jobs, you know? Let the filmmakers, let the writers write their shit. I'm sure, yeah, they kind of sucked, but let the, you know, people do that. I get tired of hearing it, like, internet Reddits and saying, like, oh, you did a terrible job. No, it's a movie.
I mean, I agree with you. The DC animated universe, the movies they do are very good. And they're, like, the Justice League Unlimited
Except
was so
the
good.
Last one there, that the Killing Joke was pretty bad.
No, that was very bad.
Yeah, they made some awful choices.
It was bad. Superman should have killed the Joker, and we all would have been happy.
Well, Zack Snyder's moved on. He's developing The Fountainhead. It was just announced today.
That's actually part of the DC.
That's going to be fun. Yeah. Finally, some real philosophy. It actually fits with the DC universe,
it does.
How all the characters treat each other.
I don't know. I guess if I would say give advice, I would say lighten up. You know what I mean? Because I feel like they're trying to make things so dark all the time that... I get like Batman's more of a darker character, but like, I don't know. I would say try different things because what they're doing isn't working. And also, why can't they edit a movie?
It seems like.
I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Hey, Pete, when you say, I feel like if they go too light, then you get George Clooney with nipples on his costume.
That's true.
I mean, I agree with you.
And not campy. I'm not talking campy, but I'm just saying like not.
Like more fun.
Yeah,
I do think the Marvel movies were so successful because they reflected the comics in the movies, where like Marvel is a little, the characters are flawed, there's more humor, it's a little bit lighter, and they brought that to the screen like perfectly, and it's crushing for them. DC, the characters are iconic, they're like gods, they are like truly like Greek mythology, where the people worship these gods that also walk among them. I feel like if they went down that route, and it wasn't about the darkness in the characters, it was about them being like larger than life and always ways just like doing, embodying these the iconic personalities. Like that's the way they can do it without just trying to do a worse version of the Marvel movies. Because Justice League was like, let's add some jokes, and it was not.
Yeah, it's not good.
So I think they need to really emphasize that the iconic status of the characters.
I do wonder. They said this thing way back before they launched the DC Cinematic Universe, where they said, unlike Marvel, we're going to be doing a filmmaker-driven approach. But they never really did that. Like they kind of tried to make them part of the same universe, but very in a very half-hearted way. I think that would be interesting. I think it would be interesting, like you're saying, I think, to let directors and writers bring out their own voices, be like, here's my take on Wonder Woman, here's my take on Green Lantern, here's my take on Batman and Superman, etc. And I think something, to Marvel's credit, that we saw with Infinity War in particular, is they figured out a way to take these crazy disparate tones and marry them together in a movie where Guardians and Thor Ragnarok are weird movies sometimes. In the middle of Infinity War, which is this enormous epic blockbuster, they stopped to have these strange jokes, but it didn't feel out of place in the middle of the movie. Like, even Doctor Strange and Iron Man working together were inherently very different, but it was a lot of fun to see them come together, and it made sense. So if they really want to do some sort of mashup, have movies that try to have their own tone and their own thoughts and their own themes to them, rather than telling this overarching story, and then figure out how and if you can bring them together later, I think.
Yeah. And have Superman murder more people.
Yeah, 100%. I think we can take one more question. You right up there, come on down. What is your name? What is your question?
Name's Hugo.
What's up, Hugo?
So we've heard what you guys would do with Superman's powers. What would you do with a time machine?
Oh, shit.
You guys. Oh, this is for you guys.
Shit.
Well, look, the audience is sort of terrified by what you're going to say already.
Corey?
You guys start. I...
All right, what am I trying? Am I trying to, like, make the world good?
No, dude, you have a time machine.
I don't know. What's your mood? What's your mood?
All right. If I woke up one day and I took a walk down the street and I was like, fuck, man, Blockbuster Video doesn't exist anymore. I would go back in time and figure out what Blockbuster started going.
What the fuck would you need from Blockbuster Video?
It was a cool experience.
Then I'll rip Netflix down.
Cool you went experience. In and you fucking, you know, and you had the whole thing.
Dude, we're Alaska's like, got it right, man. They still got them going strong, dude.
Only one left. Saving Blockbuster is the new Killing Hitler, I think.
Yeah.
For the most part.
That was a crazy answer.
That's the first thing you're like, you know what the world really needs?
Mm-hmm. Blockbuster video. It was like a library card.
When Blockbuster went down, we started to go down with it, though, if you think about it.
You see what I'm saying?
You're like slowly drifting into the truth serum, bro. You're like, you know what? These guys make a lot of sense. I got to be a part of this. So I hope you guys don't mind four
people on your podcast. Any other answers? Any other defunct chains, Tower Records, or anything like that?
Travel agencies, let's get them reopened.
No, but I would Rob Corddry hot tub time machine it and just like be in Metallica or fucking even Whitesnake. I'd be in any cool 80s band.
Even Whitesnake.
That's good.
I would be Nikki Sixx. No, I would just replace Nikki Sixx in Motley Crue.
Would you murder him as a baby?
No, so
this is a time machine.
And Kickstart My Heart, he says he dies, and then they revive him. I'll just cut in right there.
Why wouldn't you be Vince Neil?
What do you mean cut in?
He's like paralyzed, no?
Yeah, but you wouldn't be paralyzed.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'd be Vince Neil.
What do you mean you'd be them? You don't get to just be like, hi, I'm that guy now.
I have a time machine. Turn it to Mr. Ripley. I know everything he's going to do.
So you're going to live as another person that you don't look like. And but just like wear a wig and shit?
But when you find out about Vince Neil, it'll look like me. Oh,
so you're saying you'll go to the future where like wigs are really good. And then bring one of those future wigs back.
Bolt.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what you're going to have to do is go back to when they're a baby, sneak into the, kill the baby.
I wasn't.
Sneak into the crib and be like,
what? Vince Neil.
Yeah, but then you have to be as good at what they do to become
again,
that.
Have
you
can watch. Lyrics.
You could watch his whole life, and then go back and do it again.
You're
as
right.
Him.
I'm wrong.
You're the blockbuster.
This is a good plan. Yeah.
Guys, it's great to have you on the show because now somebody's crazier than I am.
Yeah.
And I get to see what it's like from this side.
Yeah.
And it's a really mind-opening, and I really appreciate it.
It really makes him feel buoyant.
Yeah. Now, sorry, I was looking at my phone.
Yeah, no, I have to go.
And I noticed Fandango gave me that alert. You got to go to Deadpool.
Well, yeah, real quick, yes, what would you do with Time Machine?
Huh? I would have more time here, and I would go back so I can make Deadpool on time.
Oh, that's nice.
Later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, how about you, Zell? What would you do with the time machine?
What would I do with a time machine?
Yeah.
Go back and restart the show.
Yeah?
No, this has been great. I don't know. What would I do with a time machine? I feel like I'd probably do little things. Like, I don't think I could go back and replace anybody. I don't think I could ever kill anybody. But I do think doing, like, a little bit of Biff from Back to the Future 2, you know, going back and making a couple of little small bets.
Small bets. Nothing to sound any alarms. Just a couple small bets.
Yeah, a couple of small bets. Or you could do a thing where, like, you go back to 1902 and you open up a bank account with, like, $5 and then just let it sit there with the interest.
Oh, yeah.
And then come
buy
back.
Apple stock.
Yeah. That's something smart. Like that. Yeah. That's what I'd do.
Wow.
Do you have an answer?
The answer would be nothing, but like, you know, joking aside, you know what I would do?
What?
I have to stop all of you because you guys have too much power in your hands. You guys are Biff Tanning this whole shit. I had to make sure this timeline is straight, baby.
Wow. Wait, stop us from what, existing or saying this shit on a microphone?
I might have to stop you from existing if you're going to cause trouble.
I did something nice.
Yeah.
Everything you guys would try to do, he would go back and stop you.
So now we're in a time loop.
Yeah, you're in a time loop. Yeah.
Oh, I'll go back and stop AIDS. Then you can't kill me?
I probably have to rethink my thoughts then.
How?
Whoever fucked that monkey first.
You think that's how it happened?
That's what we talk about it all the time.
Someone was chopping a monkey up and then they got it.
We try to talk about AIDS at least once a show.
Yeah, so thanks for getting our quote out of the way.
Yes, thanks for
what the fuck, Corey?
Breaking the seal there. And that's it for your audience questions. All right, guys, we're going to move on to our next section, which we like to call The Week in Geek.
Yeah.
Woo! End of The Week in Geek, we're going to talk about a couple of other things happening in the world of geek culture, mostly movies and TV shows. Have any of you guys seen Solo at this point?
I have not.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Pete, you want to quickly mention what you thought about it? You were dying to talk about the movie.
Yeah, because I want to talk to you about it, because we shockingly have a difference of opinion.
Yes, we do. So just really quickly, I liked Infinity War, but I didn't love it.
I was just like, it's Infinity Gauntlet as a movie, and it was heartbreaking to watch all my favorite superheroes die.
Oh, yeah.
So I wasn't like, yay, this is great.
But it sounds like I enjoyed it a little more than you.
Yep.
And then Deadpool 2 I thought was not great.
Yeah, and I loved it.
Okay. All right. And Solo I thought was a lot of fun at the movie theater, and you thought?
Well, I've been waiting a long time for this movie, and ever since the first Star Wars when I was a kid, to me, Han and Chewie, I thought that was the coolest. They were the coolest people ever, and I wanted to see their adventures. And I thought, like, we're wasting all this time on this other stuff when we can be. To me, like, the smuggling days was when the fun
Wait,
was.
So you wanted Solo since like 1977?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was.
You're the one.
Yeah, I'm the one guy. I'm the solo guy who wanted the solo movie. Yeah.
So it didn't live up to your expectations?
No, it didn't. And there was some plot stuff where I was like, wait, what? Like when they were fighting people and then later in the movie they were like, hey, let's be friends. It was like, well, what the fuck? On the train you were shooting the fuck out of each other. People died. That dude lost his fucking wife. And like, but now we're all cool. We're all cool now because we're like, hey, friends. I was like, what the fuck? You can't just do that.
So here's the thing. I mean, this is big spoilers for the movie, but this entire time you see this person with a helmet and you're like, yo, that's a dude riding that bike. And then the dude on the bike takes off the helmet and it's a beautiful lady. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
It was a crazy plot twist I've never seen in any movie before.
Yeah, that must have, you were just like, yay.
Yeah. No, I mean, that part was not great. But for the most part, I thought it was light and I thought it was fun and the action was good. It was enjoyable. And I also think, like, if you don't think about it as part of this overarching saga, but just as a fun action movie, I thought it worked really well.
Yeah, but also, like, you had this death thing early on, and we didn't get any backstory to make it make sense. It was just almost weird.
No, I agree. There were some not great choices throughout the movie, but on a whole, I thought it was fun.
Great. So, like, sometimes you can just turn off your brain and have fun.
Yep.
And then when I tried to do that, you're like, no, it's a bad movie. All right, cool. Cool.
Yeah, no, it's because there's a double standard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to another piece of news that came out today. This is so far unconfirmed. There's been a couple of reports about it that on the next season of The Walking Dead, Andrew Lincoln is leaving. Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick Grimes, the star of the show, the report is that he's going to be in about a half a dozen episodes in the series. We don't know how he's going to exit, if it is confirmed in any way. It hasn't been officially announced by AMC. But if that does happen, are you into Walking Dead?
I like keeping up with it.
Up with it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that, if Andrew Lincoln, if the star of the show does leave Walking
Dead? That's just so weird to do it this late. I mean, there was definitely seasons when I hated him and I wanted him to die, and that would have been cooler then, but now I feel like we're in too deep and he can't leave us now, you know?
Really? He's trapped forever?
Yeah.
To us, he is perfect?
Well, I don't know about that, but I feel
that's
like...
That's a Love Actually joke.
Oh.
Cool.
Thanks. That's good. It's a very fucked up movie when you think about it.
Yeah, totally, absolutely.
Love Actually or Walking Dead?
He tries to have sex with his friend's new wife.
Well, he didn't try. He just, like, you know, says, like, you know, how he feels. Is that wrong?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I disagree.
Let Corey get married and go to his door in 20 years and tell his wife, hey, by the way, I always loved you.
I don't love his wife.
Exactly. Good friend.
Rick Grimes is actually my favorite Walking Dead character. Oh. So, like,
wow.
I loved when he, like, started off trying to be cool and make sense of everything, and then he had those moments where, like, he really lost his shit. But he, like, stepped up as a leader. Like, I think he did a great job of protecting his people. And I don't watch it as much as I used to. Like, I think, like, around, like, after Glenn's eye popped out of his fucking head.
You thought that was a cool part where, as a leader, he just watched his boy get beat
I mean,
the
he really
up.
Didn't have a choice.
This says a lot about you, man.
But after that, I kind of, like, fell off a little bit. But I would hear certain things from people, obviously, because I know a lot of people watch the show, but if he was out of the show, I really, really would lose interest.
If he was out of the show, I would start watching it again.
Oh, wow.
He's a contrarian.
No, Andrew Lincoln is a way worse. He's a way worse Rick Grimes than the one-armed comic book Rick Grimes that actually was like, oh, okay, this guy, his actions made sense. This guy yells his son's name a bunch and watches all of his friends die. Oh, great leader, Corey. You gonna let Pete LePage bash my head out with a bat?
If I'm tied the fuck up.
Don't ruin the end of the show. And that's it for the Week of Geek. All right, guys, we're going to move on to our next section, which is trivia. For that, we're going to turn it to Pete LePage.
All right, this is part we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Because if you get $25, you go to a comic book shop. Who would like $25 free? Simple raising of the hand. Yes, you casually first hand up guy.
Yeah.
Come on down, casual guy.
Come on.
All right. What is your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris, audience. Audience Chris.
Howdy.
All right.
I'm not going to know any of this.
It'll be fine, man. It'll be fine. So listen to the question. Listen to all three possible answers. Get all three questions right. $25 yours.
No pressure.
All right. Today's trivia is on topical nerdy stuff. So question number one. Who is in talks to direct the new Boba Fett movie?
Oh, God.
Is it A, the Logan director, B, the Deadpool 2 director, or is it C, directors of S.H.I.E.L.D.? So it's either
A.
Or it's B. Yeah, you're correct. A is correct. James Mangold is in talks. We will see what happens. Here we go. Question number two. Which Teen Titan is getting his or her own ride at Six Flags? Is it A, Raven, called the Ravenclaw? Is it B, Cyborg, called Cyberspin?
Yeah, the Jewish Teen Titan, Cyborg.
Cyborg. Oh, nice joke there, yeah. Or is it C, Julia Louise Dreyfus? So it's either A or it's B.
It's B.
B is correct. The Cyberspin. which I saw a video on that. No thanks.
Wait, I want to
try for something. Cool. There we go. Last one. What famous anime is getting its own cafe in Thailand? Is it A, My Neighbor Totoro? Is it B, Ponyo? Or is it C, Krang? So it's either A, if you want $25, or you could pick something else.
I'll say A, but I kind of want all of them.
Yeah, I hear you. $25 is yours, yeah. Chris. Congratulations. Oh,
mighty musto.
Congrats, Chris.
All right, guys. Yeah. As we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Ooh, a lot of great stuff coming out.
Sure is.
Yeah, there's Amazing Spider-Man number 800, which I'm really looking forward to. Daredevil number 603, which is exciting. And then there's Punisher number 225. Fantastic stuff.
Cool. Anything you want to say about any of those?
Well, you know, Spider-Man is wrapping up, so I want to see how well, you know, that...
You just spent like 30 minutes talking about how much you hate Dan Slott's run and how terrible you thought the ending, which was not the ending, which he didn't even write, was.
Right. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
And now you're plugging it and you're interested in checking it out.
Well, I'm going to see what he's going to do with his last issue. Maybe he'll take away some things that were done.
Oh, okay. You're hoping that he reverses the reversing of the marriage.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
You don't know that.
But it's not.
You know, it could happen.
It's not. Okay. I'm looking forward to the Man of Steel number one from DC Comics is coming out. This is the official debut of Brian Michael Bendis on DC, writing about Superman. So that should be cool and interesting to see. Definitely very curious to see how that pans out, because that's a big shift for both publishers, DC and Marvel. Also, we do a regular podcast called The Stack that gets posted Wednesdays at 9 a.m. in the regular Comic Book Club feed. So we'll have a review of that and a bunch of other titles that you guys could check out first thing Wednesday morning. You guys, plug your stuff. What should people be checking out?
Go on iTunes and check out our podcast. It's called The Truth Serum. It's spelled TheTrootHSYrum. If you want to follow us on social media.
You make it real easy for people.
Yeah. Well, you know, it'd be easy if you go on any of my social media. My Instagram page, probably the easiest to get to our podcast from. It's CoreyGunz_CoreyGunz_. That's it.
That's also difficult.
Yeah.
We also host a monthly storytelling show at the Pit. It's called Good Bad Stories. We get a bunch of comedians. Pete LePage has been on it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We write a fictional short story about 2 pages long, 5 minutes. We get drunk. We code read them. It's very fun. Everyone has a good time. Ryan's fantastic at it. Corey's all right.
Excellent. All right, a couple of things before we go. This show is free to come see and free to listen to, but it does cost us a little bit of money to do. So if you're here in the theater and want to throw a couple of bucks in the hat over there, that would be much appreciated. If you're listening at home, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a bunch more podcasts, currently running one, Inside Legion, a Legion podcast. Also, we're going to be launching a new Cloak and Dagger podcast called Cloak and Jabber. So check that out pretty soon, hopefully in its own podcast feed. Pete, what else do you want to plug?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about the amazing guests we have on our live show.
Check us out on Twitter at Comic Book Live. Check us out at comicbookclublive.com for the one web podcasts and more. That was weird. Couple of people we want to thank. We want to thank Truth Serum for being on the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
Boothman Pride.
Boothman Pride.
But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday night at 8, totally free. Please tell your friends. Good night.
Thanks for coming, guys. We really appreciate it. Thanks for listening at home.
And they let the secrets leak. And occasionally they